Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Ephesians.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
And we'll first read verse 1, and then we'll read verses 4 through 6.
我们先读第一节，之后再读第四到第六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 reads, And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
And in verse 4, But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
第四节，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And I'd like us to focus on this contrast between.Dead in our trespasses and sins, and also how he has made us alive and raised us up.
我们要看这个鲜明的对比，就是我们死在过犯和罪恶当中，但是他又让我们重新活过来。
And indeed, it is his almighty power that allows a dead sinner like us to be lifted up and called and considered a child of God.
实在靠着他的大能，让我们死像这样死在罪恶中的罪人，成为复活过来，成为神的儿女。
And we know that this is only by His almighty power.
这只有靠着他的大能。
And so it's this power that I want to focus on this morning.
这就让我今天早晨我们注重在他这个能力上面。
And how He is the almighty God.
他是如何是个全能的神。
If you turn in your Bibles to Genesis, I want to look at one more verse.
我们翻到创世纪再看一段圣经。
Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1.
创世纪十七章第一节。
Here it reads, Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless.
亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”
Here in the translation it says God Almighty, but in the Hebrew, I think many of you know the phrase El Shaddai appears.
这里翻译是说神是全能的神，在希伯来文里面说是这个全能就是以利沙代。
And this idea that God is Almighty or El Shaddai in our lives is something that He revealed to me recently.
这样神是全能的，或者神是以利沙代的想法，最近这是在我生命中让我遇到。
It's not that I didn't know that He was Almighty, but He revealed this to me in an interesting way recently.
不是我从前不知道他是全能的神，而是最近他是很像我很真实的显现。
And this was several months ago, and it was an experience I had with my younger daughter.
在几个月前，我让我的小女儿在一起的时候，我经历这件事情。
So we know now it's summer, but this happened.Back when it was still cold and freezing out.
现在是夏天到了，这件事情发生的时候，外面还是很冷。
It was probably January or February, but early in the morning, one morning, I was taking my older daughter to school.
在一二月份的时候，我早晨的时候，我带着我的大女儿去学校。
And she was six years old at the time, and my younger daughter was almost three. I think she was still two.
在那个时候，她那时候快六岁了。我的小女儿快三岁。
And that morning, my wife had to go to school, and so It was just me and my daughters, and I was trying to rush them out of the house to get to the bus stop.
那天早晨我的太太去学校了，那天早上只有我跟我的女儿们，我把她穿上衣服，带准备她去等公交车。
And we know that here on the East Coast in January and February it's very cold and it snows often.
我们知道在东海岸这个一二月份是很冷，外面还下着雪。
And we know that outside it can be very slippery.
外面也很滑。
And so I'm holding my older daughter in one hand and my younger daughter in the other, and we're crossing one of the intersections.
我左手牵着大女儿，右手牵着小女儿，准备过一个十字路口。
And as we're going across, it's ice and slush, and so I'm trying to maneuver them across the intersection.
我们要过路的时候，路上很滑，到处是冰和雪，那我就是很艰难的准备要过这条路。
And I don't know if you've experienced this, but when you slip and fall in the slush, it happens all of a sudden.
不晓得你有没有经历过，但是你要摔倒的滑倒的时候就突然间就发生了。
And so I noticed my older daughter start to slip and I pull her up.
我发觉我的大女儿要摔倒，我就把她拉起来。
But as I'm leaning over, my younger daughter starts falling as well.
当我向这边倾的时候，我的小女儿也要摔倒。
And fortunately, just as she's about to hit the ground, I yank her up really hard.
很幸运的，当她还没有掉在摔在路上的时候，我就把她拉起来。
And I pulled her up so hard that I think I lifted her up in the air and I put her on the sidewalk.
我拉得太重了，甚至我把她整个人都拉起来，把她放下来。
And as we cross, my younger daughter looks up to me and she says, "Dad, you're strong."
当我们过马路的时候，我的小女儿看着我说，爸，你实在太强壮了。
And it was kind of funny because I'm not that strong, right? But because she's only like 20 pounds, you know, it's like I just curled her.
但是她只有20磅，我一下就把她拉起来。
But from her perspective, she was in awe of my strength and how I delivered her from that slip.
对她来说，她实在太惊奇，我是这么的大力士。
And you know, as after I dropped my kids off for school, I thought to myself, you know, we slip and fall all the time, and the Lord does the same for us.
我把我的孩子们放到学校里的时候，我心里想，实在我们经常这样滑倒，神呢就是这样把我们拉起来。
You know, do we acknowledge that our Heavenly Father also pulls us up right as we're about to hit the ground?
我们会不会知道我们天上的父实在我们没有摔到地上之前就把我们拉了起来。
Sometimes we find ourselves in this free fall where we're slipping either most of the time spiritually and then our Heavenly Father lifts us out.
许多时候我们发觉我们就要摔倒了，特别是我们在灵里面要跌倒的时候，天上的父把我们拉起来。
And those verses we read in Ephesians speak of such an experience.
在以弗所书那里讲到就是我们这样的经历。
And I think everyone sitting in this room has this experience of how we were dead in our sins and trespasses and how our Father has lifted us up.
我们在座的可能也同样的经历，但我们在死在过犯和罪恶当中，神把我们拉起来。
Not only does he lift us up, it says he seats us with him in the heavenly places.
不光是他把我们拉起来，而且让我们同坐在天上。
And this is the story of our salvation, right?
这是我们救恩的故事。
And this is indeed what we celebrate every Sunday as we come to the bread and the cup.
这也是我们每周周日的时候来到主的饼杯面前一起庆祝的事情。
We're reminded of his sacrifice and his method in lifting us up.
让我们重新再想起神为我们所付出的，神如何把我们从摔跌中拉起来。
There was no other way for us to be delivered from our sins and our trespasses until God sent that perfect sacrifice.
没有其他的救法可以把我们从罪恶和过犯中拯救出来，只有他的儿子为我们牺牲。
And so when we remember how His blood was spilt for us, and how his body was broken for us.
让我们再一次纪念他的宝血为我们流出来，他的身体为我们裂开。
We ought to give praise and thanksgiving to our God Almighty.
我们把一切的颂赞荣耀都归我们那全能的神。
But we know that as we progress in our Christian walk,
当我们在基督走基督徒的道路当中
，you know beyond the point of our initial salvation.
哦，当我们过了第一步的救恩的开始。
In our experience, even though we're now regenerated in our spirit,
当我们的经历中
even though we're regenerated in our spirit,
当我们又生这个灵里面重生
we're reborn,
我们灵里面重生
we know that we don't start walking a perfect life now.
我们都知道我们不是走了一个就是完全的道路，完全的生命。
Strangely, even though we have the life of Christ in us,We continue to slip and fall.
很奇怪的，甚至我们有基督的生命在我们的里面，我们还是这样的滑跌。
And I think of all the times in my life where spiritually I've fallen and the Lord has needed to lift me up.
在我的生命中，我想起我多少次在灵里面要摔倒，神呢又把我拉起来。
But our God is sovereign and He lifts us up.
他是全能的主，他把我们拉起来。
And I'm sure in my life I will continue to slip and fall and continue to have him lift me up every time.
我相信在我生命中我还有可能滑跌，但是我更相信主还会把我们拉起来。
You know, in the Bible we find that God has many names.
我们在圣经中神有许多的名字。
And these names are given to him both in the Old and New Testament.
这些命名在新约和旧约中都有不同的名字。
And these speak of his character and his attributes and his nature.
这些名字说出他的特性，他的本质。
And interestingly, some of these names, are given to God by himself, and others are given, by man to God.
许多名字是神自己为自己命名的。另外的名字是别人给他的名字。
So here in Genesis chapter 17, we find that God refers to himself as El Shaddai.
这里面十七章这里说神把自己称为以利沙代。
Or God Almighty.
或者神是全能的神。
And we know that, if you look at the story here in Genesis,
如果我们看这个创世纪里的故事
we understand how Abraham came to know God as El Shaddai.
我们看到这个亚伯拉罕如何知道神他的全能。
I think we all know the story of Abraham.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕的故事。
You know, at this point in Genesis chapter 17, this wasn't the first time God revealed himself to Abraham.
在创世纪十七章这里面不是神第一次向亚伯拉罕显现。
We know that God actually revealed himself to Abraham when he was 75 years old.
当亚伯拉罕75岁的时候神就向亚伯拉罕显现。
Several chapters before this one, God reveals himself to Abraham, in the land of Haran.
在这个几章之前神就向他显现。
And this was 24 years before chapter 17.
在十七章之前二十四年之前就向他显现。
This was when the Lord first called him out of his father's land.
神从他的本族父家把他呼召出来。
And this was when God promised him and his descendants the land of Canaan.
神应许他和他的后裔承受这个迦南地。
And as we read through the chapters in Genesis, we find that from time to time, God reveals himself to Abraham again and renews his promise.
从我们读创世纪的时候发觉神一次一次的向他显现，不断的在更新对他的应许。
So the first time God revealed himself to Abraham was back in chapter 12.
第一次是在创世纪十二章的时候神向他显现。
Chapter 12 verse 1 when he was still in the land of Haran.
在创世纪十二章第一节那里面亚伯拉罕还在他的本地的时候。
And then God reveals himself to Abraham a second time in chapter 12 verse 7 when he has entered into the land of Canaan.
第七节的时候神第二次在 他进到迦南地的时候向他显现。
Then a third time God reveals himself to Abraham in chapter 13 after he had gone down to Egypt and come back.
第三次他下到埃及地，从埃及地回来的时候，神再一次向他显现。
And then again in Genesis chapter 15 after the, if you remember, the battle of the four kings and the five kings and his offering to Melchizedek.
十五章的时候，这个你大概都记得，四王跟五王的战争，更是他在遇到麦基洗德的时候，神向他显现。
So over this span of about 10 years, the Lord continuously reveals himself to Abraham.
在这十年之间，神不断的向亚伯拉罕显现。
He kept telling Abraham of the promise.
神一直告诉他我对你的应许。
That his descendants would be as the stars in the sky and the sand in the seashore.
他的后裔就像天上的星一样，像海上的沙那么多。
And yet for these 10 years, we know his wife Sarah remained barren.
但是这十年之中，他的妻子撒拉还是没有生育。
And although he believed, the word of God says he believed God.
尽管他相信神。
And it was counted towards him as righteousness.
算他的义。
We know that 10 years is a long time to wait, especially if you're in your 80s.
在你八十岁的时候，十年实在是太久了。
And so we know that unfortunately Abraham and Sarah took matters into their own hands.
很不幸的，这个亚伯兰和撒拉把这件事情放在自己的手里来自己处理。
I think all of us know the story of Hagar and Ishmael.
我们都知道夏甲和以斯玛利的故事。
You know, God's plan was to establish a line and a descendant for Abraham through Sarah.
我们知道神要从借着这个撒拉成为他的后裔的一条线。
But now Abraham had created a mess for himself with Hagar.
神这个亚伯拉罕呢，用借着撒这个夏甲把他的生活弄得一团糟。
And we know that since the Hagar incident or the Ishmael incident, God was silent for about 15 years.
因为夏甲和以斯玛利，神静默了十三年。
For a person who continuously heard the word of God, can you imagine how Abraham must have felt during those years of silence?
你能不能想象一个人经常听到神的声音，但是十三年的时候他没有听到神任何的话。
And I think we, you know, Abraham must have recognized that he had messed up.
亚伯拉罕一定觉得自己已经做错了事情。
And I think he knew he had messed up in a really big way.
他知道他做了犯了大错。
But here, now we come to Genesis chapter 17.
我们来到创世纪十七章。
And God once again speaks to Abraham at 99 years old.
在亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，神向他再一次说话。
And it was at this point that God revealed himself to Abraham as God Almighty or El Shaddai.
在这个时候神向他显现，向他启示说我是全能的神，我是以利沙代。
Why at this point?
为什么在这个时候呢？
Previously when God revealed himself to Abraham, he did not use this phrase El Shaddai.
从前神向他显现的时候，他从来没有说我是以利沙代。
It's at this point we find this phrase El Shaddai.
在这个时候他说我是以利沙代。
You know, I think of my own life and I think of how sometimes we dig ourselves into a hole like Abraham did.
发觉我们的时候，我自己想思想自己的时候，也是我们经常挖一个洞，像亚伯拉罕一样。
And I don't know about you guys, but sometimes we find ourselves in an impossible situation.
经常把我们放在一个不可能的情况下。
Whether it be with our family, whether it be in school with some of you or in your work.
也许在你的家庭里面，在你学校里面，或者在你工作的里面。
You know, Abraham found himself in an impossible situation here.
亚伯拉罕发觉自己在一个不可能的情况下。
I think when we dig ourselves into such a huge hole and find ourselves in this impossible situation, It's when God can reveal himself as El Shaddai.
当我们掉在这样深的洞的里面的时候，当我们现在这个不可能的境遇的里面的时候，神向亚伯拉罕显现，我是以利沙代的神，也我对我们来说也是一样的。It's
not that he becomes God Almighty in this circumstance, because we know that he's always God Almighty.
并不是他变成了一个全能的神，而是他一直都是那全能的神。
Because God never changes.
神永远不变。
Instead, it's our perspective that changes. So I have three scenarios here, and these are based on my own life. And hopefully this will illustrate how God becomes El Shaddai in our eyes.
也许这样可以让我能够立证, 神如何变成,
the first scenario is when we are encountered with a challenge and we overcome in our own strength.
当我们遇到挑战的时候，我们用自己的力量去胜过这样的挑战。
And when this happens, you know, we thank God, but we also, because we're human beings, we pat ourselves on the back as well.
这种情况我们觉得，我们当然感谢神，但是自我感觉也很良好。We
thank the Lord, but we give ourselves a little bit of credit as well.
我感谢神，但是我觉得自己也不错。
Because we have some ability or some wealth or some means, we were able to conquer that challenge.
我有能力，我有财富，我可以胜过这些的挑战。
The second scenario is where we are weak, and yet we're victorious in our challenges.
第二种情况，我们很软弱，但是我们还可以胜过这样的挑战。Then
we're even more grateful to the Lord because we see that indeed his hand led us through.
当然是我们更感谢神，因为实在他的手带领我们经过这样的水火。And
then the third scenario is where we are faced with an impossible situation.
第三种情况是我们遇到一个不可能的境遇的里面。And
then somehow we miraculously overcome in a way that we could never have dreamed possible.
我们很奇妙的胜过，让我们梦想都梦想不到的，那样就经过了这样的挑战。And
in this third impossible scenario, that is when we recognize that he is El Shaddai, God Almighty.
在这第三种情况下，这种不可能的境遇的里面，我们才发觉这位神是那以利沙代的神。We
know that Abraham and Sarah were in this impossible situation.
我们知道亚伯拉罕跟撒拉在这样的不可能的情况的里面。These
two individuals were way past the age of childbearing.
这两个人根本不可能生育了。
And on top of that, they knew they had really messed things up with Hagar.
不光是这样子，而且他们知道自己因为夏甲的原因，在得罪了神。
You know, not only were they in an impossible situation, they dug themselves even deeper.
不光是他在这个不可能的境遇里面，把这个洞挖得更深掉在里面。
You know, they, in their minds, they were trying to help God.
在他们头脑里面觉得我们在帮助神。
But really, they were digging themselves into a deep hole.
但是实在他把我们，把他自己陷在更深的陷阱的里面。And
so it's here in chapter 17, when all hope is lost, that God now reveals himself as El Shaddai.
在17章这里面，当他所有的希望都破灭的时候，神向他显现，我是以利沙代。You
know, it's in these situations where our perspective changes.
在这种情况下，我们的想法、我们的看法改变了。
Not only do we see him as our God and our loving Heavenly Father,
不光是我们看到他是我们的神，是我们可爱的天父。
We see him as the God of the impossible.
我们知道这位神是那在不可能中
And I think this is something we can know in our heads, but until we truly experience that low and his redeeming power, do we understand how he is El Shaddai?
可能是我们头脑中可能想象，但是除非我们经历到我们掉在一个深坑里面，神把我们拯救出来的时候，我们才发觉神是以利沙代。So
sometimes I think it's okay for it. It's okay for us to slip and fall.
是，有时候我觉得我们有时候摔个跤也好。Because
it really shows us once again how he is the Almighty God.
这实在要再一次证明神是那全能的神。
And the Bible tells us that He won't let us fall beyond what we can handle.
他圣经告诉我们，我们不会摔到一个地步，让我们自己没办法能够承担。
And when our Lord comes to our rescue, we realize the almightiness of who He is.
当他来拯救，伸出拯救的手时候，我们就发觉他是那位全能的主。
And you know, in our fellowship in Manhattan, we experienced this recently, corporately.
在我们在曼哈顿的团契里面，我们全体来经历这件这件事情。
Our brother Dana, which some of you know, goes to Russia frequently to minister.
这个 Dana 弟兄经常去苏联去宣教。
And there's this brother there that he serves with, and this summer he wanted to bring this brother over to the United States to attend the Richmond Conference.
在那里他服侍的弟兄，他希望这个暑假的时候能把他带到美国来去参加 Richmond 的聚会。
And this brother's name is Taras, and his wife's name is Luda.
他的这位弟兄的名字叫 Taras， 他的太太叫Luda。
And so we've been praying that they might get their passports and their visa, and be able to come.
我们希望他能够拿到他的护照和签证，能够来到美国。
And they were hoping to bring their four children with them.
他们希望能够带着四个孩子来。
And I don't know if you know, but Russia is a very corrupt place.
我们不知道你清不清楚，这个苏联实在十分的堕落。
First of all, it's very costly to get your passport and visa.
在就是苏联很黑了，那个在那里拿到这个护照和签证要花很多的钱。
And then when they drove to the U.S. embassy, the first time.So I think they spend about $1,500 a person to apply for that visa.
他们先到这个使馆的时候，每个人花$1,500去拿到这个签证。
And upon that trip, that 12-hour drive, they found out that their visas were denied. All six family members.
他开车了12个小时到那里，他。一家六口所有的签证都被拒绝了。
And at this time we knew that they were applying for their visas, and we were praying earnestly for them.
在那个时候我们知道他正在去签证，我们也不断地为他祷告。
And this was very disheartening. Our brother talked to Dana as he was driving all the way back.
这个实在让我们很伤心。当他往回家开的时候，他打电话给这个 Dana 弟兄。
I think there was some complication with the U.S. embassy. I think the fear was that the family would come here and not return.
这些这个美国使馆觉得他们会留在这里，不会回去，所以不给他们签证。
And so when their visas and passports were denied, this was also very discouraging to us who.When we were praying for them.
对我们这些为他不断祷告的人来说，这些拒签实在对我们来说也是很大的打击。
And because of the corrupt politics and nature of what goes on over there, we felt very disheartened.
因为那里的贪污腐败，让我们这里面觉得很难过。
And we did feel a little bit hopelessness.
我们也觉得很无助。
And you know, we turned to the Lord and we said, well, this seems like an impossible situation.
我们转向神说，哎呀，主啊，这好像是不太可能的。
And if they were to apply with their family a second time, that's another $1,500 per person.
如果再一次再去签证的时候，每个人又要花1500块。
But we prayed about this and we decided we should send them a love offering and support their attempt to apply again.
我们一直为他祷告，也觉得我们应该在爱心上有对他们有一些奉献，让他们再一次去签证。
And our brother over in Russia who is very practical and knows how the system works, decided that if he left his older teenagers, two of them, and came with just the younger ones, they might get their visas approved.
那个人也很, 我们在苏联的弟兄也很, 实际也知道当时的情况, 他觉得如果把两个大女, 孩子留在, 苏联, 只带着两个小孩子过来, 也许这样更有希望能够签证。
And so they once again made the 12-hour drive to the embassy, this time with just the parents and the two younger children.
又开了12小时, 来到, 美国的这个领事馆, 这时候只有两个大人,
And once again, we as a Manhattan fellowship were down on our knees praying for them.
我们在曼哈顿的弟兄姊妹再一次跪下为他祷告。
That they might have the opportunity to come to the U.S. to fellowship with believers and to meet with believers on the East Coast.
让他们有机会可以来到, 这个美国, 在到东海岸的信徒们一同来,
So long story short, the second time, our brother and our sister and their two kids were approved.
第二次他们再签的时候他们得到了签证。
In fact, this morning, probably right about now, he's sharing the message over at the Flushing Fellowship.
现在就在这个时候他在法拉盛那边的聚会里面正在分享。
And tonight he'll be sharing with us in Manhattan, and we're just deeply in awe of how the Lord works.
今天晚上他要在马哈顿团契跟我们一起分享，我们来一同来，就是敬拜主，来欣赏他的大能。
And so for some of you who are going to the Richmond Conference, you'll also meet this family.
如果你们去 Richmond 聚会的时候，你也会碰到这家庭。
This is the first time they are in the. Actually, this is the first time they've left Russia.
这是第一次他来到美国，也第一次他们离开苏联。
So obviously, New York City was quite a shock to them.
对他来说，纽约市实在对他们来说，实在让他们很震惊。
And so, if you're at the Richmond Conference, look for this big, tall Russian guy and his family. And say hi to them.
如果你到 Richmond 时候看这个高大的苏联人，你会跟他打招呼。
And they have a really wonderful testimony of what the Lord is doing there in Russia and the Ukraine.
他这个有很好的见证, 在神如何在, 苏联和乌克兰工作。
Because he's actually from the Ukraine.
他从乌克兰来。
He's ministering in the towns and the smaller cities in Russia.
他在小的城镇里面，在苏联的小城镇里面来服侍。
I mean, it was the reason why I share this story is because in this experience we got to see the Lord as El Shaddai.
在我为什么要分享这件事情呢？就是在这样的经历里面，我来分享神是那全能全。
I'm not even telling the story very eloquently.
我并没把这个故事讲得很清楚。
But it's something that I felt like I had to experience personally, because we were very down when we found out that their visas were not approved the first time.
但是我这件事是我亲身经历的。当他第一次签证被拒签的时候，我们觉得心里面
And we knew the great costs. You know, I mean, it amounted to almost $10,000 for them to apply, and they don't have the type of wealth we have here.
我也知道他们要花多少钱才可以拿到这个签证，要10,000块钱。我们也知道在苏联他们没有那么多的钱。And
so, when the Lord finally came through, it was you know, hallelujah.
当这件事情成就的时候，我们只能说哈利路亚。
And it was truly an acknowledgement of him as El Shaddai, because we didn't know how else to help them. We could help them financially, but still nothing could happen.
我们只能说神是那全能的神，我们只能在金钱上供应他们，但这件事情的成就完全是出于神。
So when we are in that impossible situation, the Lord shows himself almighty.
当我们在那种不可能的情况下，神显现他是全能的主。
Really quickly, I want us to look at the second time that God is described as El Shaddai.
我要再一次, 让大家看第二次神说他是全能的神。
And this is found in Genesis 28, verse 3.
创世纪第28章, verse
verse 3.
第三节,
and now this isn't spoken by God. These words are spoken by Isaac, Abraham's son.
这次不是神说他自己,
Genesis 28:3 says, and may God Almighty, or El Shaddai, bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of peoples.
我愿全能的神赐福给你, 使你生养众多, 成为多族。
And these are words spoken by Isaac to his son, Jacob.
这是以撒对他的儿子雅各所说的。
So the second time El Shaddai is mentioned in the scripture, it's from the mouth of Isaac.
第二次从以撒的嘴中，他说神是那全能的神。
And if we recall the story of Isaac, we realize that through his life, he experienced God as El Shaddai.
我们也知道从以撒这个人里面，在他的生命中经历神是那以利撒代的神。
I mean, the birth of Isaac was a miracle.
他的出生是一个神迹。
But we see that the next time that Isaac is mentioned is when God asked Abraham to offer Isaac up as a sacrifice.
第二次提到，圣经提到雅各的时候，是神要求亚伯拉罕去把他献上。
And I think we all know that Abraham took his son to a mountain in Moriah.
神，亚伯拉罕带着以撒去摩利亚山。
And so here, from Isaac's youth, he experienced God as El Shaddai.
在这个以撒还在他年幼的时候，他就经历神是那全能的神。
We know that as Abraham raised his arm to strike his son,
当他举起的手，拿着刀要杀他的儿子的时候，
to slay him, God revealed himself as El Shaddai.
正要杀的时候，神向他显现，我是那全能的神。
God also revealed himself that day as the all-sufficient one.
他也让他显现他是那个供应的主。
He is Jehovah Jireh.
他是耶和华以勒。
Because the Lord provided that day an offering in Isaac's stead.
神预备了代替雅各的那个祭。
So from Isaac's youth, he saw God as God Almighty.
在他在做年幼的时候，经历神是那全能的神。
And then we know the next account of Isaac is when he was looking for a wife.
在下一次提到以撒的时候，他在娶太太。
And we know the story of how God provided for Abraham's old servant.
他也是预备了亚伯拉罕的老仆人。
How he prepared Rebekah.
他如何预备了利百加。
And Isaac saw firsthand again how God was El Shaddai.
他也再一次看到亲身经历神是那以利撒代的神。
Now where we meet in Manhattan, there are a lot of young people in their 20s and 30s.
在我们曼哈顿的聚会有许多在二三十岁的年轻人。
And like Isaac, perhaps, a lot of these younger folks are anxious about things like marriage.
就像这个以撒一样，他讲急着娶嫁。
And particularly for some of the single sisters, this can be a source of anxiety.
许多年轻的姊妹里面更觉得焦急。
And some of these sisters know the Lord very well.
许多这些姊妹很清楚认识主。
And in their heads, they know that God is going to provide someone for them.
在他头脑里觉得神有一天总会预备的。
But in the meantime, it's very challenging for some of these younger sisters to be patient.
让他们现在正在这个时候，让他们心里面虽然认识这位主，但是他们能够耐心的等待，实在对他们来说是一个很大的挑战。
And my wife, talks to them a lot, so I hear about some of their challenges.
我的太太经常跟他们有这样的分享，也知道他们心里面的挣扎和挑战。
And it is indeed a challenging time.
实在这是很挣扎的时候。
I think the single guys have it a little bit easier.
这些年轻的弟兄，日子好过点。
But I think for some of the single sisters, this is a very challenging time for them.
这些年轻的姊妹可能更有难处一点。
And what I realized is We want God to be El Shaddai to us when it is convenient for us.
我们有时候觉得神呢，成为这个全能的神，是我们方便的时候。
You know, by our own timing, we don't realize that, you know, He is God Almighty.
在我们的这个日程表里面，我们不觉得神是那全能的神。
And part of God being Almighty is that He is sovereign, and He has a timing for everything.
神是全能的神，其中很重要一点，他是。 全能,
all sovereign is also 全能的神.
那他有他自己的时刻表。
And his timing is perfect in everything.
他的时刻表是完全的。
You know, we're short-sighted, so we can only see the past and the present.
我们是近视的，我们只能看到从前的和现在的。
But because our God is out of time, outside of time, he can see past, present, and future.
神是在时空之外，他可以看到从前、现在和将来的。
Now, if some of our single sisters could see the future and know that the Lord will provide, I'm sure their level of anxiety and stress will be way down.
如果我们这个所有的姊妹有这样有远见的话，她现在里面的焦急可能都会。
But unfortunately, we can't. And I'm using the single sisters because of the Isaac Rebecca example. But I think we all have examples in our lives where, you know, we're anxious for something.
我用这个单身的姊妹做例子，因为我讲到这个以撒和利百加的故事。我想在我们在座所有的人里面都有不同的焦虑的事情。
And you know, when we are anxious for something, we sometimes trust in the Lord with our head, but in our heart we're still anxious.
我们焦虑的时候，我们头脑里面虽然相信主，但是我们心里面还是觉得焦虑无比。And
so until we realize Him as El Shaddai, I think things in our lives will be a stress for us.
这些当我们知道神是那全能的神的时候，这些。
But when we realize that He is El Shaddai by His timing,
我们要知道神是全能的神，在他的时间的里面。
Then I don't think we need to be anxious about anything.
我们就不觉得有什么可以焦虑的了。
But practically, this is a very tough lesson, especially for us when we're younger.
这实在是对我们来说不是一个很好学的功课，特别在我们年轻的时候。
In my own life, there was a period. I don't think I ever became anxious about marriage.
在我的生命里面，我不觉得我好像没有觉为婚姻来忧愁过。But
when you're in your 20s and your 30s, you wonder about that.
在
I wondered about that.
二三十岁的时候，你也会想到这些事情。But
when I look back on my life, I see how God was El Shaddai.
当我往回看的时候，看到神如何是那以利沙代的神。I
see how He led me from one place to another, from Seattle to California, back to Seattle, and then back to San Francisco again, and here out to New York. I see every step of the way why he put me in a certain place.
神呢也把我带不同的地方，西雅图带到加州，又带到回到西雅图，又到了三藩市，又带到纽约。在我生命中不同的时候，神有不同的作为在我。
For example, if I didn't return to Seattle for graduate school, and in fact, I was considering New York for graduate school, but if I didn't return to Seattle, I probably wouldn't have met my wife.
如果我没有，当时我计划是到纽约去上读这个博士，后来呢，我没有去到西雅图去读博士。如果不这样的话呢，我可能还没碰到我的太太。And
from her perspective, it's probably even more miraculous that she ended up with me.
对她来说，当然是嫁给我是更奇妙的事。And
it shows us how He is El Shaddai, and in my children's lives, you know, some of the challenges that we've had to face as parents really reveals to me how God is in control of everything.
在这件事情我们经历神是以利沙代的神，在我们的孩子里面，我们也知道神掌权。
You know, here we see Isaac telling Jacob that he needs to know God as El Shaddai.
这里以撒告诉雅各说, 你要知道神那是以利沙代的神。
If you look at the circumstances surrounding Jacob's situation at this point in his life,
如果我们看到雅各在他的, 这个处境的时候,
We know that in the chapter previous, Jacob got himself into a really bad situation.
在之前一章, 雅各也出现了问题。
We know that he stole his brother's blessing, his brother Esau's blessing.
他偷了他的, 兄弟以扫的祝福。
And now Esau, who was a very proficient hunter, was trying to kill his brother.
兄弟以扫是一个猎户。 他要杀他的, 杀雅各。
And not only was this happening, Jacob was told he had to run away.
不光是这件事情发生, 他被告, 他妈妈告诉他, 你要逃走。
Now Jacob probably has never left home his entire life. We know that he liked to dwell in tents with his mother.
他可能这时候从来没有出远门过, 他喜欢跟他妈妈在, 帐篷里待着。
So now he was alone, he was on the run, and he was being hunted.
他, 孤单, 他在逃命, 而且别人在追杀他。
And so we know that you might recall the story of how God revealed himself to Jacob as El Shaddai at Bethel.
他, 你也知道神如何在, 别斯巴向他显现, 他是以利沙代的神。
We know that God renewed his covenant to Abraham, Isaac, and now Jacob. And what a source of strength this must have been to him when he was found in an impossible situation.
神向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各在更新他的约定，他是全能的神，在他们不可能的境况下。
And then remember the vision that Jacob had, how he saw the heavens open and angels ascending and descending.
这个雅各看到异象, 看到天开了, 神的使者上去下来。
And we know that in this encounter with God, recall Jacob's response. He said, "How awesome is this place?"
在这一次, 这个雅各的遭遇, 他说, 这个地方是何等的可畏。
Now, Jacob was a fugitive at this point. Imagine the comfort he must have had knowing that God is sovereign and God is El Shaddai.
成为他是作为一个逃难的人, 看到神是那全能的神, 是那以利沙代的神, 他里面是何等的安慰。
You know, in our lives, when we've exhausted all our energy, all our time, and all our resources, and we still can't overcome a challenge.
当我们遇到挑战的时候, 我们可能花了所有的精力, 所有的自己的力量, 还不能胜过的时候,
And when we know that we're in trouble, but that God, the God of impossibility, can rescue us.
当我们知道, 我们虽然在困境里面, 但是这位, 这个在不可能中做主的神, 能把我们从这里拯救出来。
And when he does rescue us, we realize how awesome.
当我们, 当他拯救我们的时候,
How awesome is our God! And I think we'll make the same proclamation that Jacob made.
我们也要同样的宣告,
but sometimes the Lord has to bring us to that stage of almost desperation.
当, 但是呢, 有的时候, 神也会把我们带到这样的, 这个, 不愿意的遭遇的里面。
Because of our human nature, I think that as long as we're strong, as long as we're comfortable, we don't come to recognize him as El Shaddai.
我们人的天性就是这样子, 当我们觉得自己强壮, 自己有能力的时候, 我们就不会认为我们需要这位全能的主。
Sometimes the Lord has to bring us in our experiences to that lower state.
有的时候神呢, 就会把我们带到这样的低的低谷的里面。
And when things are impossible, then we realize he is El Shaddai.
当事情是不可能的时候, 我们发觉神是那以利沙代的神。
Now, this hymn we sang earlier, I didn't tell our brother to pick that, but it was very appropriate.
刚刚我们唱的诗歌，我并没有告诉我们的弟兄，我觉得这个诗歌实在很适合。
I believe the title of that hymn is actually El Shaddai.
那个诗歌的题目就是以利沙代。
And it was written by our sister Margaret Barber.
就是我们的姊妹何寿恩姊妹写的。
And I think many of you know she was a missionary in China.
我们也都知道她是在中国宣教。
And actually the story behind this hymn is very interesting.
这个诗歌的背后的故事是也很有幸也很好。
Our sister was found in a place of extreme poverty at this point in her life.
在她那时候她是十分的贫穷。
And she was a missionary in China. She was a foreigner, and she trusted the Lord entirely on her survival.
她是宣教士，她是一个外国人，她完全的仰望主。
We know at this point, this was years after Hudson Taylor and the China Inland Mission had been established, and so she could obtain funds, but she chose not to.
这是戴德生弟兄和中宣会建立很多年之后，他可以从那里拿到资金，但是他觉得他要仰望主，不去那里申请资金。
It was during this time she wanted to solely trust in the Lord.
在这时候，他要完全的单一的仰望主。
And when she gave away her last the last coin she owned,
他当他把最后一笔一个硬币铜板给别人的时候，
and when she gave it to a beggar, she now had nothing.
她给了一个讨饭的人，她现在什么都没有。
And it's very interesting in this lowest point where she had nowhere else to turn to, she turned to the Lord and said, Lord, now I have nothing.
在她最低谷的时候，她没有人可以求告的时候，他转向了神，说：“主啊，我什么都没有了。”
And rather than giving her an offering from miraculously, the Lord gave her this hymn.
神呢，并没有给他一个很大笔的奉献，而是神给他了这首诗歌。
And in her period of spirit inspired, in this inspired time, she penned these words.
在神感动他的时候，他写下了这首歌词。
Thou art my God, the all-sufficient one.
你是我的神，那全能全丰的神。
Thou canst create for me whatever I lack.
你可以为我创造我所需要的东西。
You know, she wrote this hymn and she sent it back to her friend in England.
他写了这首诗，就把他这个曲就送给他在英国的朋友。
And actually, when her friend in England read the words to this hymn, this friend thought she was doing very well financially.
当他的朋友看到这些诗词的时候，觉得他一定这个经济上没问题。
But the Lord moved her friend in England to send a large sum of offering.
但是即使这样，他的朋友还是被神感动，给他献上了一笔很不小的奉献。
And sent that offering with a note saying, I don't care how rich you are, I want you to receive this.
他写了一封信上说，我不管你有多有钱，但是我还希望你能够得到这些。
You know, just like Jacob, our sister experienced how God is El Shaddai.
就像雅各一样，我们的姊妹经历到神是那全能的主。
And I think we're short on time, so I won't talk about it. But the third time that God reveals Himself or is referred to as El Shaddai is in Jacob's life.
第三次神再一次显现他是全能的神的时候，在雅各的身上。
And it was when God changed
约瑟的身上 ，sorry，
Jacob。
这个雅各的身上。
And it's when God changed his name from Jacob to Israel。
把他的名字从雅各变成以色列。
And it's found in Genesis chapter 35。
在创世纪第三十五章那里，我们可以看到。
And I'll let you read about that on your own, but You know, throughout the scripture, we see God revealing himself to his people as El Shaddai.
在整个圣经中, 神不断地向他的子民们展现他是全能的神。
We see that afterwards he reveals himself to Moses as El Shaddai.
后来他向摩西显现他是全能的神。
Moses was in a place where he couldn't even speak, but God wanted him to rescue the Israelites from Egypt.
他那时候他就没法 讲话，但是神呢，让他说你拯救所有的以色列人。
This was an impossible situation for him, and God revealed himself as El Shaddai.
在这种不可能的情况里面，神向他显现他是全能的主。
And then, you know, many, many examples. Job,
许多的例子，像约伯，
to Joshua, to Gideon,
约书亚，基甸，基甸。
You know, Gideon is very interesting. He had a pretty massive army, but God asked him to choose 300.
他有很大的军队，但是神呢只让他选300个人。
God chose to put him in this impossible situation.
他把他让神逼着他到这个不可能的情况下面。
In order for God to reveal himself as the Almighty.
为了要显现神，他是那全能的神。
And we see this in David's life.
在大卫的身上也可以看到。
And we see this in the nation of Israel.
在整个以色列国里面，我们也可以看得到。
You know, especially when they were taken into captivity in Babylon.
当他被巴比伦掳去的时候。
You know, and then when they were brought back 70 years later.
70年之后，他被神又带回来。
If you look at the situation of where they were at when they were in captivity.
当他们，你看到他们在那个被掳的情况底下的时候，
they were in an impossible situation.
他们在不可能的境遇的里面。
And God had to move the heart of a foreign king, King Cyrus.
他必须感动一个外国的王，这个大力乌王，
to allow the people to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple and rebuild the walls.
让这些人可以回到耶路撒冷，重新建圣殿，重新建城墙。
And we know that in the Psalm, when this happened, these people wrote how it was like they were dreaming.
哦，在他这些人写这些诗歌的时候，他觉得自己在做梦。
In Psalm 126, it says, 在, "We were as those who dream."
在诗篇第126篇那里讲到，我们就像那些做梦的人一样。
You know, when we're found in that impossible situation and the Lord lifts us up, it is like something beyond our dreams.
当我们在那不可能的境遇里面，神如何把我们拯救出来，真像一场梦一样。
And when that happens, we learn to acknowledge him as El Shaddai.
在那个时候发生的时候，我们就认定他是那。
You know, hopefully he doesn't need to bring us to such a low state before we'll acknowledge him as Almighty. Hopefully he doesn't need to bring us to nothing.
我们希望神不会把我们一直带到那个我们什么都没有的情况下，我们才这样认识他。
Hopefully we learn in our daily lives to acknowledge him as the Almighty God. So these are some of the impressions that the Lord has given me recently. And hopefully some of these words will be encouraging to brothers and sisters. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we're thankful that you are a God who speaks.
哦，主啊，我们感谢你，你是那说话的神。
I thank you for speaking to my heart and pray that you will speak to the hearts of brothers and sisters here.
我感谢你向我的心说话，我也巴不得你向每一个弟兄姊妹的心说话。
I thank you that you reveal a little bit more of yourself to us every single day.
我真是巴不得你每天更多的向我们每个人显现。
Lord, we want to know you, your nature, your character.
我们愿意认识你，我们相信你，我们愿意认识你的自己，我们先认识你的特性。
And in doing so, We want to live lives that are pleasing to you.
我们也巴不得能够活一个讨你喜悦的生活。
We thank you that you are the God of the impossible.
我们相信你是那在不可能的情况下做神的神。
You are God Almighty and El Shaddai.
你是那全能的主，你是以利沙代。
I thank you and I give you my praise and my thanksgiving.
我感谢你把我们的心中的感谢和赞美都归给你。
And I pray all of these things in the name of Jesus.
我为这些是向你面前祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.